Hello, beautiful people, educators of the world. How are we? How is everyone? How are you, Em?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm literally like laying down right now.
I know, you're in a really weird position.
I'm like laying down, looking up longingly in her eyes.
I have that effect on people.
I hope everyone is having a great day, great week, great summer, start to the school year, whatever you're up to.
Yeah.
What have you been late for recently?
Well, the other day me and the kids were going to meet my mom for lunch, and we were very late because Henry does this thing where he's all excited to go somewhere, but then as soon as it's time to go, he sits down and he will not put his shoes on, and he takes them off and takes his socks off, and it's just an ordeal.
The boy likes to be barefoot.
I don't know. He just doesn't want to go, and he wants to take his cars, and I'll tell him, okay, you can take one car, but then he grabs all the cars that he can grab.
Of course.
And then I inevitably always end up getting a bag to put the cars in, and then we have to take the bag of cars. And then we have to go say hi to the creek before we can get in the car. There's a process.
How cute is that?
I know, right?
What kind of cars is he into right now? Is he too little for like Hot Wheels? Or are they like bigger than that?
Oh, he loves Hot Wheels.
Okay.
He mostly
Hot Wheels. Beat that.
Yeah. He really just loves the cars. He has, I think, at least seven or eight.
One.
He has like at least seven or eight Lightning McQueens.
Stop.
He has. Well, and they all have different names.
Of course.
Like, well,
I mean, different versions.
There's Lightning McQueen, there's Ka-Chow, there's Rusty's. They're all the different names for Lightning McQueen. And then he obviously also has Mater. Lots of Maters.
Love.
Side note, one time we were walking to the park and he had these sticks and he saw a rock. And he went up to the rock with his sticks and he starts going dadgum. Because that's like, all these Mater shorts.
Dadgum?
Yes. Mater's like a heavy metal singer in one of them. Shut up. He's going like dadgum, dadgum, dadgum. And so Henry starts doing that.
Dude, are those shorts good?
Oh yeah, they're hilarious.
Love cars. I bet they're cute.
Yeah. So that's my life lately.
Love that. Well, there's worse things than just having to bring Lightning McQueen everywhere, I suppose.
All seven of them.
I love that he has like different personalities.
Yeah, it's there. What have you been late for?
Most people are probably gonna be like, what, or like think this is so lame, but I'm just like really behind on Love Island. Like, I'm just like late on watching Love Island, which is like making me feel stressed.
Watch it.
And Keegan was making fun of me. I'm like, no, I'm four episodes behind. This is like a problem. So as soon as you leave, like, I'm watching all of
them. Why are you so behind?
I've just been busy. It's been a long couple days. I haven't been home that much. I cannot wait to binge. But it's also really fun when, like, you're behind on a TV show, so then you have multiple to watch. Because, like, it stinks when you watch one episode and then you have to wait a whole week to watch the next episode.
But I feel like it's easier to watch one episode and then stop than to watch, like, three and then stop.
You're right. Because the more you watch and the more you just get into, like, the rabbit hole. So then once I'm done with those ones, I'm going to, like, have legit, like, withdrawals maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, right. So today we're talking about setting up and revamping our classrooms.
Yeah, so there's a lot that goes into setting up a classroom. I have been teaching for 5 years, and I have redecorated my classroom every single year, and I have moved classrooms 3 times.
Yeah.
So this is the first year that I'm not doing that, but I do have lots of experience doing it.
Yeah, Emily decides to pick a new cute theme every year and then restart every year.
I know, this year my mom was like, so what's your theme going to be this year? And I'm like, no, I'm not changing it. She's like, oh, you're not? I'm like, no, that's a lot of work. Yeah. It is? Yeah, it is.
And a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I've been teaching, I've taught 4 years and I've moved classrooms. I've had three classrooms. So I've moved almost every year. And I probably will be moving again this year, maybe. So we both have a lot of experience with moving rooms, resetting up rooms, changing themes, starting over. And we both also like care about what our class looks like. And we try to make it look nice, but try to also not spend like that much money doing so. So we really want to give tips on how to make your classroom feel really homey, feel like it fits your personality, but also not like break the bank.
Yeah.
Because we've done that also.
Yeah.
I spent way too much money right before my first year teaching, and I really wish I could just go back in time and be like, girl, like when I was at Lakeshore, and just like empty my car and take out like most of the stuff.
Yeah, I think it's easy to fall into a trap of like, oh my gosh, I need all of this. But
and it's so exciting. Like,
it is so exciting. Especially if,
you know,
and for who doesn't love buying things and shopping?
Of course. And like decor. I mean, and come on.
You can justify it.
Exactly. And like, I've been looking forward to having my own classroom for my whole life. So when it was the summer before my first year of teaching, I was always, every time I would go out, constantly looking for stuff. And it was so fun and really exciting. So like, also like, buy things that you love and for decor just for fun. But like, we're here to tell you some things that you don't need to buy, or maybe you don't need to buy like as much of, like we maybe did.
You know, this is all reminding me the first time I met you. I remember you telling me about your theme
and how you were like,
it was exciting. You had map and it was going to be like all adventure-y. Yes. And then
there was nothing that didn't happen. Yeah, I bought this. So it all started because I bought this beautiful like map thing at Marshall's. It was this like framed map. It was like, that it'll actually fit my colors now. Full circle.
Oh, do you still have it?
I think it's in my closet somewhere in my classroom.
That's exciting.
So it's like this big framed, like painted map, pastel colors, and it says like adventure awaits on it in writing. And so I kind of was trying to base everything off of that and do, like Emily said, like an adventure theme, like maps, travel, but like pastel colors, light blue, which is so funny because that is now
like exactly my colors. What you have. Yeah.
So I always wanted that, I guess, kind of.
Yeah.
But when I was buying, I went to Lakeshore, obviously, to buy bulletin board paper and bulletin board bulletin borders and bulletin board paper.
Yeah.
Whoa, it's a mouthful. And I was so excited, but I just didn't find anything that matched the colors that I was going for. And so then I just changed everything, and I found a bunch of, like, yellow and a bunch of, like, polka dot yellow stuff. So I bought, like, all of the yellow bulletin border and all of the polka dot bulletin border. And it was really cute, but, like, I just bought so much of it. Like, I must have bought, like, close to, like, 10 packs of just, like, yellow border and then all these other kinds, too. And, like, I just did not need to do that because after my first year, one, I moved classrooms, and two, I didn't want to use it anymore. So I just had all this stuff I hadn't even opened.
I can't imagine you needed all of it.
No. I bought way too much. Like, I just had no idea how much I needed. And I was so worried that they were going to sell out of what I wanted. I wasn't going to be able to come back and get more. Like, I'm here to tell you, like, you will be able to find more. Like,
I'm also here to tell you, I've done this several times. And I think you probably need about 4 to 5 total packs of border.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, and then you can always
get more.
And if where you bought it, like, I know for me, I was telling Emily earlier, I swear every time I pick a new border that I'm obsessed with that I want my whole classroom to be, Lakeshore stops making it. But I find it on Amazon in, like, way bigger packs for way cheaper. So, like, you can usually find it at other places and, like, craft stores too. So,
yeah,
just buy, like, literally 4 to 5 max packs of, like, bulletin border if you want to buy it. And then you can always go buy more. And I would say also with that, just get like 2 different types total. Because if you buy more than that, it's going to be chaotic. Like, I bought yellow, all this yellow. And then I also bought blue and green. And it was like too much.
Yeah.
Like, simplicity is key, especially in a classroom when you just have like stuff everywhere. Being consistent with color and pattern can make such a big difference, I feel like.
It just makes it so much more calming.
Yeah.
And simpler.
And 100%.
You can always change it and get more later.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's, I don't know. You don't want to have way too much of it to start.
No.
Because it's overwhelming if you have that much.
It is.
When you already, like, when you're setting up a brand new classroom and you already have so much stuff that you're, like, sorting through, it honestly is just overwhelming to have anything extra.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm now getting into my 6th year and I'm okay with having some extra stuff because I have a system.
Mm-hmm.
But, like,
even... Start small.
Yeah, you got to start small.
So, along with, like, bulletin border specifically, something you can do to have it be free or super cheap is literally just to like cut strips of butcher paper.
Or construction paper.
Or construction paper and use that as the border.
You could even like TPT even will have stuff for free or for very cheap. Yeah, that you can
print.
That you can just print.
And cut.
Yeah.
So there's definitely options. Like, you don't have to go out and buy stuff. Like, your school should just have colored paper or a colored printer at least that you can hopefully use and print stuff.
And along with that, when you first like find out what school you're going to be at, I would find out what supplies that school has.
Mm-hmm.
Like, our school, there's even bulletin boarders in there someplace, like in the workroom. Like there's even borders, there's paper, there's like all kinds of stuff. Every school is different, obviously, but just finding out like what specifically is there and what you can use that you don't have to buy.
And some people are like just trying to get rid of stuff. Like I know for me, I was trying to get rid of all that yellow bulletin border and it was literally unopened and I put it out there and someone was like, oh my gosh, this is so perfect for my theme and now I don't have to go out and buy it. Like, thank you so much. So you might be able to find stuff that people just want to get rid of that they don't need anymore that fit what you want. So there you go too. So moving on to bulletin boards, you know, the paper part, you usually can just use the bulletin board paper or like butcher paper that your school has for free.
Yeah.
So that's what I would suggest, just using the paper that they have, black, white, whatever colors you want to do. And then once you kind of finalize what theme you want, if you want to invest, if you have money that you could spend and that you want to spend, we love better than paper.
It's so much, it's worth it.
It's so expensive, but it seriously lasts so long. You can reuse it. I've moved it. I've had some rolls that I've moved in to like all three of my classrooms and they've stood the test of time.
I know, that was something you taught me, is to like reuse not only the bulletin board paper but the borders too. Like if you are careful about taking the staples out, you can totally reuse all of that.
If you have to move classrooms or schools and you're taking your border off, don't just rip it off the wall. Like carefully take the staples out, save them, and I just stack them from like length. So I'll just do like stacks of like really long to shortest, and then when I'm making my borders, I usually just use those to fill it in. Especially like I find myself when I'm making a new border, usually there's like little chunks, like I need like a couple inches and I don't want to cut a brand new one. I have little ones that are used and I can just use those scraps. Like,
for sure.
So reusing for sure. Just be smart about it and try to like save it and don't like, don't just tear them off the walls.
So along with bulletin boards too, we also wanted to talk about letters or like the headings, you know, where you put like what subject area it is. There's so many different options.
Like it's overwhelming.
You literally could just, again, go on TPT and get it either for free or pay a small price, depending on what you want.
Right.
And just get, like, a banner type and print it out, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
You could also go on Amazon and buy a pack of pre-cut letters.
Or Target or sometimes a dollar store, craft stores. Yeah.
If you have a Cricut, that's fun, too. I love doing that.
Yeah, or if your school has, like, a die-cut machine that can cut letters and stuff, you can use that as well. Yeah, if you're a crafty person, you can definitely like have a lot of fun with it. But if you're not, it can be super easy.
Yeah, I think my first year, my first couple years, actually, I think I just bought packs of
I did letters too.
Because I was like, I don't, one, I didn't have the time for it.
Yeah.
And two, I just wasn't, I don't know, I wanted to spend my time doing other stuff.
Right.
I
remember I found, I think it was in like the $3 section at Target, a fat pack of like yellow letters that matched my first border perfectly. Yeah. And it was awesome. And I just used that.
And I'm here to tell you, things like that, like what specific borders you use and what specific letters you use, that's more for you than the students.
Yeah.
Like it really is. Your classroom should be a place that you're comfortable in and you're happy in.
That you're excited
to be in. And obviously you want to make it look nice for your students, but like they're not going to notice or care if you have a different font of letters. No. Like, that's not...
They're going to love whatever you do. If you have a class that's covered with, like, pink and polka dots, they're all going to be obsessed. If you have a class that's, like, farmhouse theme, they're going to be obsessed. Like, as long as you just put a little effort and your personality shows a little bit, like, they're going to love it. Like, they're pretty easy to please. Something else that I really recommend is looking on Teachers Pay Teachers and finding a pre-made, like, theme pack that you can purchase. Which has saved me. So I found last year, I really wanted like pastel rainbow colors. And I found a theme that I bought for, I think it was like literally like $30. And within that pack, there's printable letters, posters, schedule templates, job templates, all kinds of resources that I can use. So it's so consistent in my classroom.
Yeah.
And it's all editable. So like I can edit posters to go along with what we're learning in math or ELA and it all matches. So I would highly recommend doing like, I think they're like decor bundle packs. Like that's kind of what they're called. Like I would very much recommend doing that. Or if you like love creating stuff, you can do that. But I thought, I mean, I'm a creative person and I like making things, but I was way too overwhelmed to do that. And I just thought I would create everything on my own. And that was just like not a good call. My first year, especially, like buying these pre-made things are just like much better in my opinion.
So I love creating things and I will often look at TPT for inspiration. Mm-hmm. And the past couple years, I've really done a lot more of making my own stuff.
Yeah.
But I would say that first year, and even really the second year, I moved schools the second year. It was just too overwhelming and there's so much other things to be doing. And mm-hmm. like, I don't know, that's just not how I wanted to be spending my time.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if it's you, do you.
Totally. It's just kind of like a don't reinvent the wheel if you don't need to kind of thing. But also if you really want to and you're so creative, like do it. Whatever floats your boat.
Yeah. Okay, so that's enough about bulletin boards. We also...
They're very important.
They are very important. We could go on forever about it.
We also wanted to talk about books. We talked about books like in our last episode that we recorded. So definitely go listen to that one. But just in general, checking out your local library sales, garage sales, Goodwill, Value Village, all those things, like you can usually find books for pretty cheap. And really the big thing is like, you don't need to get so many. Your students should be able to get books from the school library, local libraries. They'll have their own. Some of them, like, you don't need to have a overflowing library from the start. So just like have a few of like the popular titles, a little bit of a range and reading levels, and then you'll be good.
And like you were saying with the bulletin boards, I mean, how like sometimes teachers will be getting rid of them. There'll be teachers that
get rid of books.
Yeah.
Totally.
They're like updating their library, or they're changing grade levels, or they're just like, maybe they are done teaching after this year or whatever.
Yeah.
But like there'll be teachers that are.
Totally. Like there might be a teacher who's taught kindergarten and then they're teaching an older grade. And so they're getting rid of a lot of like primary level books, and that's what you teach. So then perfect. Then you can like snag those. So yeah, just be aware of like what people are getting rid of around you. We want to say too, like, it is just so overwhelming to start decorating your classroom. And if you're someone who you've wanted to be a teacher for a long time, or you're moving schools or grade levels and you just want a fresh start, like it's equally parts really, really exciting and also like overwhelming at the same time. But just like have fun with it.
It is so stressful. I remember my first year, and I think this happened to you your first year too, like you have all these meetings you have to go to and all this like stuff to prepare for the beginning of the year, and like all you want to do is set up your classroom, but you can't because you have to sit through these meetings, and which are important.
Yes, and very exciting too, but just thinking about what you want to do.
And also, it's your first year and you don't really know what they're saying. Yeah. Like, let's be real.
Just like nodding my head like, yeah,
hi. Sure, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I know
about.
What these acronyms mean. Totally. Yeah.
And then you go back to your classroom and you're like, what?
Literally.
But, you know, just lean on people to help you. Like, my mom came in and helped me a lot.
Yeah, don't please ask for help. It's not really a one-person job.
And, like, it's, I don't know. However you set up your classroom, it doesn't have to stay like that forever.
Totally.
Like, you can change it as the year goes on. You can change it the following year. It does not have to constantly be, like, however you do it those first few weeks is not necessarily how it's going to be forever.
Yeah, and just, like, so just be simple with it, because no matter what you do, you will want to change it pretty soon.
Yeah.
So just, like, put some things up and keep it simple.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember by the time I finally was able to get into my portable, my first classroom, like, I had meetings full time. I quite literally, like, all the time I was going to spend decorating my classroom, I had no way to get into my portable. It wasn't ready yet. And so, like, I had to stay late after all the meetings, and it was, like, so overwhelming. But thank God for my friends and my family and people that came to help me. Like, yeah, like Emily said, just lean on people, ask people for help. And it was fun. Like, I had friends come over to help me decorate my room, and then, like, I took them out for lunch, and it was a great time. And it's fun for them, too. Like, I had friends coming over, and it was so cool for them to, like, see my classroom and be a part of it.
Yeah.
Including students in decorating your classroom is also very important and very simple. I remember I just bought, I think literally from like the dollar section of Target or dollar store, these little pencil, I think they were pencils, and I just wrote in Sharpie all of my students' names and just taped them to my door. And it was so easy, but students instantly walk in and see their name and feel more welcome and at home.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know, it's just a way to let them see, like, oh, you're excited to see them.
Like, we're all a part of this together. Like, this is our classroom, not just mine. Like, your name is on here. And including students in decorating your room is really cool, too. Like, having blank walls is fine. Like, ask students, what do you think we should put here? you know, where do we want the math posters? Where do we want this? Like, giving them a couple choices, like, to vote on, help you hang things up. Like, they feel really special if you do that.
Especially, like, also just leaving a blank wall. You did this last year so that you can hang up all their artwork.
Yeah. It's so fun to do that. We read a book every year called The Year of Miss Agnes. And there's a part in the book where this teacher wants to include the students' artwork on the walls because, like, the walls are empty. And so she has them all draw something that represents them and puts it on the wall. And the students just feel really special and recognized. And so I did that this year, and it was so fun. And I did it a couple times.
I love doing that with them.
So that's easy, too. Like, hang up their artwork. Have a wall of just that. You can also have a wall where you, like, ask them in the first week of school to bring in or send you, like, a picture with their family and have a little family wall. I think it's really cute when classrooms do that too.
Yeah, for sure.
So we've already shouted out the dollar store, but we're gonna shout it out again. They have really awesome stuff sometimes. Like, you can find those little, like, wire things you can put on a surface to display books. I described that to
I know what
Does
you
that
mean.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't. I'm like picturing it in my mind.
Yeah. Super easy decor thing. Using books as decor is one of my favorite things. I literally sometimes will print covers to books and hang them up that we've read, and that's decor. Like,
yeah, and you can even get too. Like a cute frame from the dollar store.
Exactly, and just frame like printed pictures of art covers or characters and put it up. So easy. I also love using clipboards and hanging them basically as a frame. It's so easy because I just put in a push pin. Can put a little printed sheet on the clipboard, hang it up, and to me, it's super cute.
It is so cute. I know. I love doing that, too.
So easy. So next thing, desks. How should we arrange the desks? You know, thinking about the feng shui, the flow of your room. What do you think, Emily?
I think I would just put them into pods.
Yeah.
Groups of four or five or six, depending on how big your class is. And honestly, you don't know these kids. However it is only going to last a week anyway, so I would just let them, it could be fun to just let them choose their spots, you know, like at Meet the Teacher, be like, okay, put your name tag on a desk.
Oh, that's cute. If you have a Meet the Teacher or something where they come into the class, like, before the first day of school.
Yeah, and let them choose, because even if you do it yourself, you're going to change it. It's not going to work, I promise you. However, it's not going to work.
Yeah. I love that, like, letting them choose or having their name tags ready so they can come in and find their spot. Like, I would say on the very first day of school, like, definitely have the spots picked out already, whether they do it or you do it, because that's probably really overwhelming. Like,
oh, for sure.
Knowing myself as, like, a student, like, you're like, hey, where do I go? I don't know. And it's, like, scary. And name tags also can be so simple. You can literally just cut a piece of paper and write their name on it and have that be their name tag. Something I love that I did this year. So in that little decor pack I got, they have name tag templates. So I can literally print them for free. Because sometimes they're so expensive. And it has the alphabet on it. It has like a multiplication chart. It has like the important things. And I let students like pick an image to put on there. And so they just all put a little image of something random and fun to represent them. And it was a great time.
It's so cute.
Yeah, so that's easy too.
I know. Another teacher we work with, she just had like the little dollar store or dollar spot from Target name tags on their desks.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then she printed them. And then like during the first couple days of school, she'd ask them what color they wanted their name in. So then they could choose like, so just letting them have some choice in something can be.
We love choice.
Fun.
So these are some things that we've invested in. And some of these things, like, I've invested in or Emily has, and, like, we have different opinions on, which is, like, kind of fun, too. But something we definitely agree on is book bins.
Yes. But with that, I wanted to say, my first year, I did not invest in book bins. Mm-hmm. And it actually worked out pretty well.
Okay.
What I did is, at IKEA, you can get the cheap little cardboard.
Magazine holder-looking things.
And they're just plain white. And then you let your students decorate them.
Oh, that's cute.
And they loved it. So that has some pros and cons to it.
Right.
Right? They are definitely done after the year, sometimes a little bit before the end of the year.
Yeah.
But it's cheap for your first year, and it lets the students help you. But I like doing that my first year especially, and I might do it again. I don't know.
That's fun.
It's fun to let them, like, do that. But the reason I did it my first year is because I didn't have money to do it. And
buy the, like, nice ones.
Yeah. I didn't. If where you are like has a PTSA, a lot of times they'll give new teachers a chunk of money, and that's what I ended up doing with that, is getting book bins. But when you first start out, like, you don't know what is available always. Right. So
that's fine if you don't have
that.
That's
a cheap way to do it if you don't have a way to invest in it right away. But I would definitely invest in it. I think that that's...
Yeah, I think they're useful because even though desks are pretty big and can hold a lot, like, these kids are so messy and they need, like, different spots for things. So, yeah, if you can invest in book bins or, yeah, like you said, use your PTA money or grant money or something, like, I would recommend that.
Yeah. Well, and with that, this is a total other note, but it's nice to have students store things in different spots.
Yeah.
For no other reason than to just let them get up out of their seat and go do something.
Yeah. Like, no, 100%.
Like, absolutely. All right, next thing.
So, I have invested in a big rug for my class, and I still didn't pay like that much. Like, I think it was definitely under $100, mm-hmm. like, but still an investment. And that's something that I really love having because it really just like is a place for the students to sit and calm in like a designated area to have our morning meetings and that kind of thing. But also every year I've gotten more and more students, and so we don't even all really fit on the rug. So, you know, pros and cons, but I love having a rug, and I have like a rocking chair, and so I'll do read alouds. They'll come sit on the rug. We do our morning meeting, end of day meetings on the rug. I think they're incredible, but I know you don't really have one, and like you don't need one.
It's also I don't have a rug, and
it's fine.
Like I guess I would like one, mm-hmm. but I just haven't really found one that I'm like, oh, I love this. I mm-hmm. need to have it. And I don't know. I will still tell my students, all right, we're going to come sit up at the front at the rug.
Yeah.
And they don't question it. They're like, okay. Like, oh, there's no God. Rug that we're sitting at.
Meanwhile, I tell my students, come sit at the carpet. And then they sit, like, at the carpet right behind the rug, not on the rug. Like, they take it so literally.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. If you feel like you need it, you need it.
Yeah. And I got a rocking chair for literally, like, $15 at an estate sale once. And I love having it. I know a lot of people like having a rocking chair or some sort of like sitting read aloud chair.
Yeah.
But I just got it this year, and in years past, I just used a normal chair, and that was also fun.
Yeah.
So whatever works.
I honestly will sit on the floor with students yeah. most of the time too.
Oh yeah. I only really sit in if I'm reading aloud to them.
Right.
Or doing like a lesson or something sitting.
Yeah. Something else I think that can be good to invest in is flexible seating, like wobble mm-hmm. stools, or I know some
floor
people
floor desks
or like yoga balls or
cushions.
Yeah. And this has been something that has been slow over the years. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not something that I just at once like got everything of, and yeah. a lot of it I did use like either grant money or mm-hmm. PTA money,
and we've gotten some just from grant money, like from the school.
Yeah,
which is really nice. We're lucky.
But that is definitely something I would consider. Like, if you are new and you have all this, like, chunk of money from mm-hmm. PTA or a grant, and they're like, okay, what do you want? And you're like, right. I don't know.
Or if a parent is like, is there something I can donate to the classroom? Like, a wobble stool would be awesome.
Yeah, that is a good way to.
I bought cushions from IKEA for super cheap. Like, they're just the cushions that you put on, like, usually, like, a little outdoor patio chair. Like, right. just the really simple ones. And I've had them, I think, since my first year. I've had them for multiple years. And they last so well. And I always just keep one on my normal chair that I, like, teach at and mm-hmm. give myself, you know, a little cushion. And I use them for flexible seating. Like, they can earn them to use to sit put on their chairs. I use them for, like, movie days. They can earn them to sit on them. Or also, like, when I have small groups at the front of the room, I use them this year, which was really fun. Like, my first rotation always knew to go grab the cushions, put them in a circle. So we all sit at it. And then the last rotation would put them away. And it was just, like, so nice and easy and cheap, but, like, a fun thing. And it's just, like, yeah. comfortable.
Yeah, I love that.
I also love using my wind chimes. So I have, like, wind chimes that hang from the ceiling. They're just, like, magnetic. And then I also have, like, a little chime that sits on my teacher desk. And I use those all the time, like, for rotations, for attention getters, just to help calm them down. But you also don't have to buy them. I mean, I love them, and I've been using them my entire career. But you could also use, like, a digital version as well for free online, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I honestly have never done a noise attention getter. Like a
chime or
like
some sort of a bell.
Or a bell or something. No, I never have. And it's not that I'm against it.
Yeah.
It's just anytime I've looked to get something, I'm like, eh, I don't love it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not me.
See? So, like, something I need, Emily's like, nah, no, that's fine.
Yeah. Think about what you actually feel like you need. And it might not be what we're saying, or it might be, but you don't need to have everything.
Yeah, absolutely not. And we have a couple coworkers who have recently gotten, like, doorbells that they have used. I'm not exactly sure how it works. I know they have, like, a little button that they keep, like, on their lanyard. And they can click it, and then it makes a little
calm, like, doorbell noise. Yeah, there's, like, a plug. Like, you plug it in somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are fun.
So people have been using those, too, and I don't think they're that much. So, like, there's all kinds of things you can use, like, for attention getters more than just, like, using your voice or clapping or whatever.
We'll have to do a whole nother episode about that, though. But
attention getters. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because there's so many things you can do that...
Yeah.
Are free.
If you have really fun attention getters, like, please message us. We would love to hear and we can share some cool ones. That'd be a good one. We've already talked about Better Than Paper. We're obsessed with it. If you want to invest, it's great. But definitely wait until you know your theme. Like,
yeah.
If I bought a bunch of nice, like, bulletin board paper my first year, I would not want to use it right now because it wouldn't be colors that I would want right now.
Right.
So just, like, wait a little bit. Use what's free. Use what's available when you're first starting or if you're moving rooms or you're not sure what colors you want and stuff like that.
For sure.
Something that I love, like, getting for my classroom and that I find a lot of use out of is just, like, small little shelves and, like, bookshelves. And I've literally gotten things just from, like, my family when they want to get rid of a piece of furniture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, perfect. That matches my classroom. Or I could use just a cute tiny little white shelf to put books on or to put stuff on. Little things like that you can just, like, find maybe, again, at garage sales or if you like going to Goodwill or whatever. And you don't have to get these things at all. You don't need to buy any more furniture, but those are useful in my opinion.
My first year teaching, I totally forgot about this. I had gone to Goodwill and there was this super super, like, cheapy, and it was not nice.
Yeah,
it was just like this cheap homemade bookshelf type thing. And it was literally $5. And, like, it didn't have a back. It didn't have, like, any walls. It was just, like, two pieces of wood vertically with the shelves put into it.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, plain plywood, gross. But I got washi tape and, like, decorated it.
Fun.
And, like, covered up, like,
the... You could even paint it.
Yeah, and, like, and I did, like, the shelf ends and everything, so it looked nice and cute. I didn't move it with me because it really wasn't that great of a quality, but...
Might have broken on me, but yeah, it probably worked for that year.
But it worked for that year, so that was nice to have. Like, I definitely...
Totally.
Like, check out Goodwill.
Obviously, every classroom is different. Like, you might have lots of shelving spaces. You might have lots of built-in bookshelves, but... A lot of classrooms don't really have a lot of usable space like that, so it's usually nice to have extra shelves and have a separate, like, I have a bookshelf that I have behind my desk that's, like, books just for me, like, my read-aloud books that I keep that I use every year and different, like, mementos and things that I've collected, so it's fun to get that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Something that Emily introduced me to was those, like, clear scrapbook containers that you can get at, like, Michael's or Amazon, wherever, and they're so nice for organizing papers and materials.
Yeah, I just have, so I just use them for, like, subject area.
Mm-hmm.
So I have, like, all my ELA stuff in a bin, or, like, all the seasonal stuff in a bin, all the beginning of the year stuff in a bin, and it's just, I don't know. It's bigger than, like, a file folder, so I feel like stuff fits in it better, especially if you have, like, craft stuff that you want to use from, like, year to year.
Totally, yeah. Save your art projects so that you can reuse them for displays for each year. Totally. That's what I use them for, too.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. And then, like, small things, too. Like, I bought a bunch of stuffed animals. I literally bought, like, a pack from Amazon a couple years ago for a pretty good price, and I just reuse them every year. And since I've been teaching third grade, they're really useful. Kids love using them. Like, if we have a stuffy day and they didn't bring in a stuffy, they'll use it. Or to help them, like, calm down. Or for certain things or for rewards or whatever. Like, they're still young enough and they love stuffed animals. So, like, those are fun to have.
So many cute things, too, where it can be, like, a desk buddy. Like, oh, yeah. If you're responsible, you get this.
Totally.
Or whatever.
They can earn it for a day and things like that. But, like, again, you don't need them at all. You really don't. But if you happen to be out and about and you see some for pretty cheap and you want, then you can just like start collecting them if you teach younger grades.
Yeah.
We hope that these tips help. Like we said, we know it can be really overwhelming to start decorating your classroom, or if you have to move. We're starting to get in that headspace where we're thinking about how to make our classrooms more functional for next year. And if I do have to move, I've been thinking about that a lot. Like, what do I want to change? And So hopefully these tips can help. But I think the big takeaway is just, like, start small. You can always add to it. Just start.
Yeah. And see what is available first.
Yes.
Start small. See what's available first. And know that you're going to change it.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Yeah. Thank you for listening. We love you so much. Follow us at mnbree.runninglate on Instagram.